This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Moderation is key to pretty much anything these days, and a moderate approach to DCAD management when feeding your pre-fresh dairy cows to prevent hypocalcemia is our topic today on this Wellness Wednesday with SoyClor nutritionist Dr. Tim Brown. That's coming up next.
Explore the next frontier of dairy in Madison, Wisconsin, October 2nd through the 6th at World Dairy Expo. Continuing a 52-year tradition, the global dairy industry will once again meet at the Alliant Energy Center, where the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade show in North America are on display. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities throughout the week make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to start planning your trip today. We'll see you October 2nd through the 6th.
We're with SoyClor nutritionist Dr. Tim Brown, and Tim, today we're talking about a moderate approach to DCAD management.
When we're talking about negative DCAD diets, we're talking about a nutritional management tool for reducing that drop in blood calcium that normally occurs in dairy cows at the time of calving. That's just a natural process because the calcium metabolism of the cow during the dry period has become very lazy. She doesn't have any big demand for calcium when she's not making milk. So all those mechanisms that supply calcium to the blood kind of go on vacation. And feeding a negative DCAD diet tricks those calcium regulatory mechanisms back into becoming active. It's kind of a preparatory step that we can initiate for the cow. And with negative DCAD diets, basically what we're doing is feeding a couple of mineral elements, specifically chloride and sulfate, which are known in blood and kidney physiology as two of the quote-unquote strong ions. Strong ions as a group are just one of several different homeostatic mechanisms that influence acid-base balance of the body fluids, or electrolyte balance, if you want to call it that, of the body fluids. And one of those body fluids, of course, is the blood. So what we're doing is influencing the acid-base balance or the acidity of the blood. So as we feed some chlorides or sulfates as dietary supplements to these cows the last 2 or 3 weeks before they calve, basically what we're doing as those chlorides and sulfates are absorbed from the digestive tract into the blood, we're initiating a slight shift in blood pH toward a more acidic direction. And it's just this slight shift in blood pH that triggers the movement of calcium around in the body. And our intention is just to increase the movement of calcium from the bone into the blood for the 2 or 3 weeks immediately before the cow calves. And by doing so, we hope to have a nice ready supply of mobile calcium that can quickly move into the blood when the mammary gland all of a sudden realizes, hey, I'm going to have to produce milk for a baby here, and it starts making colostrum and making the first milk just 2 or 3 days before that cow calves. So that's basically what we're doing to the metabolism of the cow when we feed a negative DCAD diet.
Well, that's well said. You know, when you're talking about these strong ions, the chloride and the sulfate, sometimes the adage feeding more is better. Is that the case when it comes to this DCAD nutrition? Would you want to pump in more chloride and sulfate?
Well, there is an optimum amount of negative DCAD that will probably give the best results for the cow. There have been many examples in nutrition over the years where people thought if a little bit is good, more is better. But over the 30 plus years of research with negative DCAD diets for pre-fresh dairy cows, the majority of that research has involved feeding just a moderately negative DCAD diet, not going to any great extremes, not pushing for severe metabolic acidosis, just hoping to achieve a mild compensated metabolic acidosis. The extreme DCAD diets have not revealed any major economic, health, or productive benefits to the animal.
Just like, I guess, anything in life, moderation is key, even in a DCAD nutrition program.
Moderation is the way to go, and anytime you get into extremes, you have a greater possibility of going to extremes.
Thank you again for the visit today. That's SoyClor nutritionist Dr. Tim Brown. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.